Beavers win this one again by the final score of 5-3 as Tom Ceratori now joins us outside of the Beaver bench. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Which goal more important in your mind, first one or the second one, just to kind of get you going?
I don't know, Schultze. That's a tough question. I would just give you lip service. I haven't put any thought into it. It's not that, it's probably – they're both important. You know, what's more, I don't know. It's nice getting the lead, and it's nice, obviously, building on the lead. Who's kidding who?
Great play by Noah
Clark. I think the third goal. I think the third goal is probably the biggest goal because, again, it's 2-1. They started, they dictated play, and, you know, then we responded.
First one there, Noah Quinn just kind of finds a dead spot, gets a great pass from Casper. Second play, great play by Riley Funk.
I want to make sure, too, on Noah's goal, everybody gets credit who scores the goal and makes the play. It was all Jackson Judding. We talk about this. He kept a stick on the ice. The guy in the wall, he ticked the guy in the wall, and he ticked the puck below the goal line to Casper. Our guys, I've been getting so frustrated at them because they want to go make contact, and their stick's off the ice all the time. If Judge's stick's off the ice, they're back-checking. And just good detail. So those are things you're not going to notice up there, but we notice, and it was all Judge right there. Yeah, I mean, it was a nice play from Casper to Quinner, no doubt. Not taking anything away from it. But I also want to make sure, too, the guy who doesn't get the glory is the guy who actually started it, and that was Jutz.
Second one, Riley Funk, length, size, reach of stick, all of that matters. He's able to get a stride around the guy. Length can help, and he's got to use that length to his advantage, doesn't he?
He does, but that length started with legs too. I mean, you know, we were pretty successful going wide and going to the outside first couple periods. We had quite a few scoring chances, and he just kept, again, it was a tight gap. He went outside, he kept moving, then he got separation, and then Marty going hard to the post, and it was a nice goal.
You score three goals in the third period. All of them started from the defense. They're moving pucks. Puck comes low to high, you know, east to west, etc. They're all making plays and getting rewarded for it, right?
Yeah, I got to look at them again. Sometimes I need to look at video, but I remember the one Tony fanned, and then he sees Jake wide open. It kind of slowed things down in that particular play. But I have to look at a few more too.
Dicey down the stretch. What'd you like best about how you defended in the last minute and change?
Yeah, we were all right, but we got to lock down a little better at near the latter part of the game. And but again, I'm not going to worry about it now. We needed that win, and we got the win. So
three points is big.
Stuff later. All right, thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications post game show tonight.